For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, which is operated by a Montreal company, lost over $800,000 last year after falling victim to an impersonation scam. According to documents obtained by La Presse, the fraud involved spoofed email addresses pretending to be from management service companies associated with Just for Laughs, which emailed instructions directing the organizers to make payments to a fraudulent bank account. The Montreal Gazette reports that the company, which was forced to cancel this year's festival amid financial struggles, discovered the scam in May 2023 and alerted authorities. Security engineer Shakib Ahmed was sentenced to 3 years in prison and 3 years supervised release for stealing over $12 million from decentralized cryptocurrency exchanges built on Solana. Ahmed's guilty plea marked the first ever conviction for the hack of a smart contract, with $12.3 million to be forfeited and $5 million in restitution to be paid, according to CoinDesk. Forbes reports that hackers are bypassing Google's two-factor authentication, or 2FA, targeting Gmail and YouTube accounts in crypto-related scams. Desperate users are seeking help on official and unofficial Google support forums after falling victim to these attacks, which promise giveaways of Ripple's XRP cryptocurrency. Forbes reports that the attacks underscore growing security challenges for Google amidst a variety of scams, including crypto doubling scams, in which fraudsters promise to refund twice the amount of XRP that victims send to a supposedly genuine Ripple management account. Engadget reports that search giant Google is opposing a California bill called the California Journalism Preservation Act, which would require platforms to pay media outlets. In response, Google, which has labeled the bill a link tax, announced a test blocking links to local California news sources. CNN has confirmed that Russian state-backed hackers accessed U.S. government emails through a breach of Microsoft systems that allowed them to access emails that Microsoft had sent to several U.S. federal government agencies, including login information such as usernames and passwords. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, issued an emergency directive ordering civilian agencies to bolster their defenses against the hacking campaign. And finally, nation-state hackers are believed responsible for a cyber attack on conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation, TechCrunch has reported. Politico first reported the incident, with sources highlighting the foundation's efforts to mitigate further damage, including shutting down its network to prevent further malicious activity, while investigations are underway. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.